All we do is talk off air and on air. But she's in studio. Dr. Portia, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you for having me. And yeah, we've been talking.
Yeah, look, we have been. We talk about diabetes, that link between diabetes and infertility today, which for me is a surprise because I think I said this a bit earlier on. My dad is diabetic and he's been diabetic for years. I think it was actually a year after I was born.
Yeah,
I was born in 99, so he might have gotten it, been diagnosed in 2000. And he is so healthy. He's never been to, I mean, to the hospital or, you know. And I remember somebody at school saying they couldn't understand how my father had a child, my baby sister, because he's diabetic. And I just thought, but what do you mean?
Yeah,
what is the link between the two?
Firstly, the 14th, which is the day before tomorrow, it's National Diabetes Day, in which where we encourage and also educate people about diabetes and what it is. It is a metabolic disorder, meaning that affects things that have to do with metabolism. How do I say that? It has to do with hyperglycemia, high sugar levels. When that system is not controlled, it affects other areas now where we go to in the infertility and go about what we call as microvascular complications and macrovascular complications. What do I mean? Micro, it means the small nerves, the small endings in your body. Those are the micro. And then the macro, it's the big nerves, the big vessels.
Right.
So now when you talk about infertility, let's start with the in the part of a man. So you need your sensation in your penile region. So I'm just going to make it a little bit easier for someone to just understand. So diabetes can affect your nerves. So let's say it affects the nerves that helps you have sensation, helps you to have an erection. So now those nerves with the high, with uncontrolled diabetes, then they are affected and they become impaired. And the impairment becomes permanent. When it becomes permanent, if I'm not having an erection, how will I then be able to complete sexual intercourse, even leading to having a child? So that's where the infertility comes about, because now you're not going to ejaculate, and if you're not going to ejaculate, for ejaculation to take place, you need to be stimulated. If your stimulation is affected by your long-standing or uncontrolled diabetes, then even if you see a beautiful woman, it does not wake up. And then that's the erectile dysfunction. In other cases, you have impotence, whereby a person does have the erection and does go on, but the amount of semen that is being produced is not enough to even fertilize an ovum. Then, or the ejaculation occurs very quick. You hear people saying that 2 minutes, whatnot. Those are the things that comes from there. But in most cases, when you look at people that have diabetes, especially type 2, which is linked with lifestyle, those are people who are already struggling with obesity. Obesity in itself does play a role with what we call aromatization, meaning that certain hormones in a man, they end up becoming estrogen. The fat hormone becoming an estrogen. Imagine a man now developing estrogen. Now, if you're having more of estrogen, there'll be less of the testosterone. You need the testosterone that will help you at create, have more semen, and then fertilize, be fertile. So now if you're big, your fat will be turned into a woman's hormone. That's why you end up seeing men having big men having breasts, some of them having the sweet voice. If big men is now, voice is changing and be like a woman, like, these are the things because of the fat that is being transformed, we call it aromatization, that turns and makes it have the female hormone. Like, once you have female hormone, like as a man, definitely won't be able to have kids. That's where the infertility comes about. And then a state of being big is a state of that chronic inflammation is taking place. And when that chronic inflammation, you release what we call redox stress reaction, that in itself also plays a role in fertility. Then all those reactions that are happening in one person's body impair that. Even your activity, you need to be, you know, remember fertility happens by chance. So if you're not fit enough, if you're not strong enough, if your body is not, even if I'm a healthy person, if I'm not fit enough, I will not fall pregnant. That is easily, especially as you are aging. So that's why when you have diabetes mellitus, the promotion is eat healthy, exercise. The people that you see that have diabetes longstanding and now are able to have kids, those are people that are controlled.
Okay.
I can have diabetes and I'm controlled.
Yeah.
Then the microvascular complications are not going to okay. But if I have diabetes, I'm not taking care of myself, I'll end up having being blind, what's called diabetes retinopathy. I'll end up having heart attacks, when we call it silent myocardial infarction. You can have strokes. You can have these issues of infertility. So people, if you're still young, get those regular checkups. You're not going to see that I've got diabetes just by trying to have babies, and it won't be easy like that. But you start seeing signs as I'm just trying to wrap it all fast and together.
Yeah.
Start seeing you go to the toilet more often than ever, peeing. We call it polyuria. You pee a lot. You get thirsty a lot. You eat a lot. You're gaining so much weight. It's in between. Others lose a lot of weight. Others gain a lot of weight. Those are the signs that, you know what, let me go have a checkup. And once you get a checkup and they check your sugar, it's already above 11 or above, randomly so they check you, start suspecting diabetes. You're trying for a baby and all these things are happening, then the diabetes has affected your microvascular, your peripheral nerves, has affected your nerves. And in ladies, it's not as worse as it is in men. So a woman can have diabetes and doesn't affect much of the fertility. That is why, hence, I spoke more on men. Even when we encourage men to take their medication, it's mostly about telling them that you will have erectile dysfunction if your diabetes is not controlled. And that will lead to the infertility.
I think it's very important for us to touch on what it really means to have controlled diabetes. You know, it's very important for us to stress on that. What does it mean? What does the medication look like? I know it's different for the different types of diabetes, but when we talk about controlled diabetes, what are we saying?
When we talk of controlled diabetes, there's in your blood, there's something we call HbA1c, something that it's a hemoglobin level that we check in your blood, that how much of blood, the average of blood in your blood that is in you, or let me just say that is in you. I mean, in a month, let's say in a month, we just check how, if my sugar is at 10, 12, 11, we just want to check the average of your levels in your body. So we check those average. If those average ranges above 10%, it tells us this person's diabetes is not controlled. If it's above the 10% and you are not on medication, it's also a reflection that you need to be started on medication. And again, if it's above that 10% and you are on medication, remember you said the type of medication, some people are taking only anti-diabetics, which is in tablet form. That tells us that the tablet forms are not going to give us an effective glucose control. So we need to move you to an insulin therapy. Then that's how we're able to regulate and check the control of your diabetes. And then for a person who does not know at all that I think the symptoms that you've mentioned on radio, I have them. When they go to the local clinic, they can randomly have a high glucose, can be a 21, randomly you just get a check, high glucose, hyperglycemic state. Then that can be, then we can diagnose you and saying that you have diabetes. And then some people come in a state where we call diabetic ketoacidosis, and diabetic HHS, or some other day we'll have a day to discuss this emergencies. You present those emergencies, then that's when we would say this person has got diabetes, and then or at that point that person's diabetes is also not controlled. If I come in already, I have vision problems, I go to see my eye doctor or clinic eye doctor or eye specialist, and then they pick up that now you have changes in your eyes related to diabetes, then already that person, the diabetes is there and it's not controlled. And secondly, someone complaining that I have erectile dysfunction complains to a urologist, and then they do blood tests, and then they realize that the diabetes is not only there, but it's also already affected your nerves. Those are the features that would say that. Then, another one that people are afraid of, and it's important, when you start having ulcers in your feet that are not healing, your ulcers, you have sores that are not healing, and then it goes to a point where by the time
amputation,
that is an uncontrolled diabetes, that is another complication that is happening out there, and people will tell you it's fulani. That's what they say to us, especially, it's fulani dogotel, I need to go see other mediums or get help. If it's diabetes, you need to get help and amputation, most of the time, early amputation, maybe you might find it's just a toe. Mm. That's better, because once it's spread, it continues spreading up until the whole limb is gone. Mm. The sooner you know, the sooner you get your checkups, once you suspect. Also, if in your family, mommy, daddy has diabetes, strong link with family history, you must be concerned. When you are overweight, we need to stress this 2024 year of engaging on obesity. Mm-hmm. You need to regularly check your diabetes, if you check for diabetes, screen for diabetes. Yeah.
Sure, Doc. You know, I think I've been seeing a lot of posts on social media where you get a lot of people saying they're very scared of diabetes over HIV, because HIV is very controlled. And I always say to people, I think diabetes is very scary when you don't control it, mm-hmm. you know. And I say this because I have seen it firsthand. I've seen my father with it, and he is healthy. True. I've never seen my father going to the hospital, sleeping at the hospital because there's something wrong, or and that's because he's always taken his medication. I'm so used to seeing my father inject himself. Like, to me, it's such a normal thing. You get people who say, I'm so scared to inject myself, but it's something that you have to do.
Exactly.
How do we get over that fear?
I think the moment when you, I think for us as healthcare practitioners, it's also good that we take away the stigma.
Yeah.
We take away, even actually the stigma around diabetes is not as worse as compared to HIV.
Yeah.
But then you need to take away the fears. Let your patient know that this is what's going to save your life.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, when someone goes to the hospital or clinic, they're there to get their life saved.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to be healthy and alive.
Yeah.
Reassure your patient that as you take this, we are going on a journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an acute thing. Sometimes patients give up because we don't give them the encouraging words that I've seen Mr. So-and-so, he's been living for 20 years.
Yeah.
So you can also leave. Give your patients those examples. Give your patients also the let them see the complication. Let them know the issues of erectile dysfunction. Especially sometimes we have patients that are young, diagnosed at the age of 21.
Yeah.
You need to make that person know that if this sugar is not controlled, you still want to have babies, right?
Mm-hmm.
For you to have babies, take them in a journey that they understand that I'm not only just doing it up. The fear of that small needle is much better than not having children. It's much better than losing my leg.
Yeah.
It's much better not living my life to the fullest. Make them understand that they're living with the condition. They're not defined by the condition. Just like as we make them understand with HIV and viral load and how to take care of themselves, just like any other condition, make them understand and make them live with it. Make them control the diet, because once you inject, you always have to have a glucometer. You're able to assess the level of your sugar, how much you need to inject of the insulin that you'll need per day. Engage with you. I always rather have a patient stay with me for more than 30 minutes, I explaining what's happening to them, than have a patient that comes back in a week later still uncontrolled.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a role in the health, either you're a sister, you're a nurse, you're a dietitian, to explain that you can live with this and how do you live with it, so that when they face challenges, it's easy for them to run back to you and not run back to other places.
Absolutely.
That is how it is. Diabetes is chronic.
Mm.
It's not acute. You might see me now and you feel like, in a month, Dr. Mashaba, I feel okay. My sugars are controlled. You don't stop. Mm-hmm. You continue.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Doc, we're going to park it here because we have run out of time.
Mm.
But thank you so much for coming onto the show.
And thank you for having me.
All we do is talk off air and on air. But she's in studio. Dr. Portia, welcome to Rise of Fame.
Thank you for having me. And yeah. We've been talking.
Yeah, look, we have been. We talk about diabetes, that link between diabetes and infertility today, which for me is a surprise because I think I said this a bit earlier on. My dad is diabetic and he's been diabetic for years. I think it was actually a year after I was born.
Yeah,
I was born in 99, so he might have gotten it. Been diagnosed in 2000 and he is so healthy. He's never been to the hospital or, you know, and I remember somebody at school saying they couldn't understand how my father had a child, my baby sister, because he's diabetic. And I just thought, but what do you mean?
Yeah.
What is the link between the two?
Firstly, the 14th, which is the day before tomorrow, it's National Diabetes Day, in which where we encourage and also educate people about diabetes and what it is. It is a metabolic disorder, meaning that affects things that have to do with metabolism. Mm-hmm. How do I say that? It has to do with hyperglycemia, high sugar levels. When that system is not controlled, it affects other areas now where we go to in the infertility and go about what we call as microvascular complications and macrovascular complications. What mm-hmm. do I mean? Micro, it means the small nerves, the small endings in your body. Those are the micro. Yeah. And then the macro, it's the big nerves, the big vessels.
Right.
So now when you talk about infertility, let's start with the part of a man.
Mm-hmm.
So you need your sensation in your penile region. So I'm just going to make it a little bit easier for someone to just understand.
Mm-hmm.
So diabetes can affect your nerves. So let's say it affects the nerves that helps you have sensation, helps you to have an erection.
Yeah.
So now those nerves with uncontrolled diabetes, then they are affected and they become impaired.
Mm.
And the impairment becomes permanent. When it becomes permanent, if I'm not having an erection, how will I then be able to complete sexual intercourse, even leading to having a child?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the infertility comes about, because now you're not going to ejaculate, and if you're not going to ejaculate, for ejaculation to take place,